Mike Bailey, a pioneer of the Gulf Coast wine scene and award-winning food entrepreneur.
I know a lot of you wonder what to do with your moon pies, but I've got some wine suggestions for you. Lemon moon pies, Sauvignon Blanc, Chenin Blanc, or Pinot Grigio.
Stuart Reb Donald, acclaimed food and travel writer and world-class chef.
I was chef de casserole. I made the casseroles in the frozen food department.
For more than a decade, they've combined their expertise to answer your questions and introduce you to the culinary movers and shakers you want or ought to know. Four-time Taste Award finalists, 10-time Nappy Award losers. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Drop, keep a screaming for more. Dragon
Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to the Sip and Chew Show. Today is our 11-year anniversary. It was on Cinco de Mayo Day, May 5th, 11 years ago, that we, Stu and I, started this show. I'm sorry to say, but I'm having to do the show solo today. Stu has run into some technical difficulties, and he can't get here today. So anyway, I'll be doing it. But Stu, if you listen out there, happy anniversary, buddy.
I was looking forward to hearing maybe if there was a special margarita involved.
Always. Casa Amigos. Get the Casa Amigos out.
There you go.
And but there's a lot going on today. There's a lot of stuff going on today that people can celebrate today. And the American white man celebration, you know, this is all about us over here in the, on this side of the border, you know. So, but it's all I've heard.
Where you were going with that.
Okay. You know, we got to have a party each month.
Right.
Party each month. I think the only month we don't have a party going on is August. There's nothing, no holiday going on in August at all.
No, you're right.
Just my birthday. That's all.
Well, there's that.
So anyway, welcome to the Sip and Chew Show. It's going to be hopefully a good, beautiful Sunday today and to get out and do things. There's a lot going on. I do know that Roosters downtown has a Cinco de Mayo block party
right.
going on today from 12 to 6. That's going to be fun.
That's a
I might
one.
Try to get by there. I've got other things I've got to go do too. But going to see some friends across the bay at the little market thing they have at the pier there along the waterfront. It's going to be a nice day to do it. Nice day to do it. I was glad to see yesterday that they got the market back in the park going again at Cathedral Square downtown. Super, super nice event to have every year and let everybody push their crafts and their products that they do from home. And like there's always goat cheese there. There's always farmers who, you know, bring in vegetables, fresh grown vegetables that were probably picked just that morning or the day before.
Is it Saturday only?
I think it's just Saturday I know of. Sometimes they hold out in West Mobile like on a Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay.
But I haven't heard anything about this year if they're doing that. So, but yeah. Yeah, there's a lot to do today.
I was going to say a lot of Cinco de Mayo celebrations. I'm sure they're just the one of Roosters, huh?
Huh?
I said other than just Roosters.
Oh, I'm sure. I don't know who all's doing it. I don't know if Armando and them are doing them at their locations of Aztecas and Hacienda San Miguel's. I don't know if they're doing anything there. I'm sure somebody is. But also, you know, yesterday was the Kentucky Derby. And a lot of people celebrated with that, with their pretty hats and their mint juleps.
Bonnets. Bonnets.
Bonnets, I'm sorry.
Yeah. There's a difference between a hat and a bonnet.
That's true.
Yeah.
They're bonnets.
Dress and a skirt.
Just happened to get, I went to the Gulf Coast Barbecue Championship at the the Battleship yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Great event. I mean, I don't know if it's their inaugural one, but I had a very interesting barbecue sauce that these people made. And it was so thick I could stand my fork up in it.
Wow.
And it was thick. It was delicious, though. It had a lot of flavor. You could tell it was a lot of brown sugar in it. I could only have a little bit, but it was. The very last booth was a travel camper, and they had a on the back end of it, they had like a deck mm-hmm. on the back of it, and they had their big smoker, and they had their other smoker barrels, and inside was mostly kitchen. Inside, the biggest part of the camper was a kitchen.
It converted.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it still had a bathroom up to the front of it. It had a bathroom and a bed room up there. Small bedroom, but mm-hmm. a bedroom
sleeping
nonetheless.
Area, yeah.
Perfect for if you do competition, barbecuing, grilling.
Pack it up after you're done.
Oh, man.
And
that's,
down the road.
That's, yeah. Pack everything you had, you know, everything's there. You don't have to dump the grill or
right.
any of that. You just go.
Pack it up and roll.
That's it.
Now, that was the first annual?
I guess it is. It's, you know, we had last Sunday, we had Reese Dismuke, a former Auburn and NFL
right.
player. And he was on. And he got me a pass to get in yesterday so I could meet everybody and take a lot of pictures and sample
sure.
a lot of barbecue. There's a really good barbecue there. Good job. But I love barbecue anyway.
And for a worthy cause for epilepsy awareness.
Uh-huh. There was one family. Let me see if I can find it here. They happen to own a very famous bar restaurant over in Biloxi.
Okay.
Called the Project Lounge. And they're, let's see what I got here. I got
Did you get
on.
Any of Bama Q's grilling?
Here we go. I know they were, they had some there too,
mm-hmm.
but the Keating family.
Ah.
I met the family and they were there, but they own the Project Lounge in Biloxi.
Project Lounge.
Now it's a smoky bar.
Okay.
It's very dark in there, but the ribeye sandwich and their hamburger are off the charts. Just incredible.
Oh, they're on D'Iberville. They're in D'Iberville. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're right there by Keesler.
Yeah.
And if you've never been there, if you can bear the smoke, go by there because and take cash. But the food is and the grill's behind the bar.
Off the charts.
The grill's right there behind the bar.
They're in, they're not in D'Iberville. They're on, is what I was trying to say, mm-hmm. Iberville, 208
Iberville
Drive. Yeah,
they're right
yeah.
there by Keesler Air Force mm-hmm. Base. And a lot of people, if you haven't been there, you got to try it.
I lived over there for a couple of years, never even seen it. That's
yeah,
interesting.
I've been there a long time.
Yeah.
And, they're an insurance company, but they own that Project Lounge. I would, too, if I could buy it, I would. It's got a great reputation. As for their food, and got to talk to them a little bit yesterday, and got to see some of my former fellow 50 Funny Fellers. They were there grilling as well, and just
a ribeye for only $12. Seriously?
No, and I'm gonna tell you what, it's not paper thin. It's
wow,
quite thick ribeye.
Smoked tuna dip for they got good prices.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, yeah. The ribeye only $13.
Well, it's probably real easy to smoke it there.
true. But
I'm just picking. Well, there's a lot of bars, a lot of restaurants in the Mississippi area that still have smoking on the inside because of the casinos.
That's true.
But a lot of them serve great food. I personally cannot take the smoke, but especially since I had COVID. But I can bear it. And if it's great food, I can bear it.
Wow.
For sure.
Like a lunch, dinner, late night even.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Takeout, seating.
Yeah. It's a cool place. It really is.
I missed that.
It's iconic. It's iconic over there.
Hmm.
We're going to be at the end of the, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking to our buddy Garrett Allen. Garen Allen. He is a chef that lives over in, I met him at the World Food Championship. Stu and I corresponded with him a lot. And when they used to hold it over in Orange Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be talking about his experience as a chef at the Masters Tournament
Ooh.
Recently. That's a great opportunity. And I have another friend, her son was a chef there 1 year as well. And but it's a great experience to get to take. It looks good on your resume.
I'm sure.
And then to do that. And the thing is, during the Masters, they're not allowed to talk about it at all. 251-343-0106 is the call and text in line. That's the Callahan's, our social club text in line. I don't like
juice. To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All righty, welcome back to our 11th anniversary of Sip and Chew Show. Just got word, Stu is on his way. He'll be here in a little while. Want to thank some folks first. Want to thank Bob's Downtown Diner on the corner. Fat, happy, peace, love, and bacon grease is what they say. Read that on one of the ladies' shirts yesterday. And when
sure,
I was there, I had to get some tomato juice, you know, the tomato juice with the celery stick in it. So I had to get, you can't suck that tomato juice through a celery stick very well. But but wow, it's a good stir. So anyway, we want to certainly thank them. And that is North
is
Jackson.
Is that considered
a side? I thought it was a salad. So anyway, and it had okra and olives and all the good stuff. They're at the corner of North Jackson and St. Francis Street downtown. Beautiful day to be sitting outside for sure today. Also, want to thank Hall's Sausage and Wholesale Meats. I went to the pig, got my Cajun smoked sausage, it's so good. And like in where you stir fry some vegetables and just cut it up.
Ooh.
Well, what you do, you cut it up, chop it up, not chop it up, but slice it up, put it in the frying pan, render the grease, scoop it out, leave the grease, let that little bit of grease in, because it doesn't make as much grease as like bacon does.
Right, right.
But it does give you some, and you can get your like cabbage. I love that with cabbage. Mm. Oh my God, I like really cooking with the Hall's meats. Because the flavors are different,
and they're leaner, aren't they?
A bit leaner, and but the seasonings are just wow, you know, more flavor to them.
That's the secret sauce.
Want to certainly thank Hall Sausage and Wholesale Meats, and ask for them by name in your favorite grocery store if they don't have them. And want to thank Butch Cassie's over on O'Shell Road in the Flo Shell area. And if Roy's listening, hey, Roy, how you doing today? Happy Cinco de Mayo. So got some things to talk about. You know, we got a guest at the bottom of the hour, Garrett Allen, we mentioned. But we did mention Rooster Cinco de Mayo block party from 12 to 6. That's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be fun. Beautiful day for it. Also, Billy Stitt, who owns Billy's Bacon and Billy's Burgers, the old 27 Grill on over in Fairhope.
Mm-hmm.
He is doing a motorcycle ride, and he's looking for sponsors. And it's called the Distinguished Gentleman's Ride. And they're going to be, and the proceeds goes to prostate cancer research for men.
Nice.
And it's going to be, I got the schedule here. It's Sunday, May 19th.
Okay.
And they're going to start at Rosie's Garage, 1901 Garage, on Halls Mill Road, and they're going to end up at Billy's on Highway 181 Fairhope, the old 27 Grill, and it's, you know, they're looking for sponsors to sponsor the riders, and like
right.
I said, the proceeds go to research and men's. Prostate cancer.
Is there a
research.
Phone number or a Facebook page?
You can go to Distinguish. You can go to Distinguish Gentleman Ride, and or you can go to Billy Stitt's Facebook page, or you go to Billy's Bacon page, or Billy's Hamburger page, and
hopefully you wrote.
You
all
can look
that.
On there, and you can find it on Facebook, and you can donate, make a donation to and sponsor him, or any of the riders if you want. Hopefully,
he is riding in it himself.
He's riding in himself. So we were gonna. It's a 39-mile ride,
right?
And we're gonna try to get Billy on next Sunday to
there
talk about it. We'll get him on next Sunday. He's like halfway there of his goal, and but it's good to support a cause like that. You know, all cancer's bad.
Right.
All cancer's bad.
Help where you can, when you can, if you can,
that
when
is.
You can.
And yeah. I think in the Mobile area, there's a fundraiser goal of $5,000. Billy's is $2,000, but he's already halfway there.
Okay.
So all that's going to go into the big picture there, and it should be a great day.
Doing any kind of
great
food
calls or? For sure. Well, there'll be food, I'm sure, at Billy's.
Yeah, I didn't know if they were going to have like food truck or if they got a tent set up or if they had in the bar on both ends. No, you know, starting and finish.
The place, the Rosie's over in Hawes Mill is a and Billy can probably tell us more about that next week. But his being a restaurant is going to be great. I love his pork belly.
That's where I was trying to get to.
Yeah, the pork belly sandwich. Oh, my God.
Where is he at?
They're hot dogs. Huh?
Where is he?
He's at Billy's is that on Hamburgers. Hallsville? Rosie's is on Hallsville Road.
Oh, okay, Rosie's.
And it's like a vintage motorcycle place.
Gotcha.
And then at Billy's is Bill-E's.
Ah.
A play on words. It's at 19992 Highway 81, 181 in Fairhope. So great calls. It's great calls and. It's going to be great food at the end. I'm sure you had to pay for it, but
right.
Hey, it's well worth it. The food is fabulous.
Fabulous.
He has fabulous. He does amazing things with bacon and a lot of the bacon is serenaded by the band who's playing that night. Other band or performers playing that night, he's got bacon smoking always.
How do you serenade bacon?
Well, then just. They hear it. It hears it while it's smoking.
So that just soaks in somehow. Okay.
Yeah, let that sink in or soak in.
Let that sink in for a moment, folks.
There you go. So those are important things. And I'll get with Billy about coming on next week. His name is William Stent, actually. He's an old Miss guy. And hotty-toddy.
Perfect.
Hey,
I'm just kidding.
He's an Ole Miss guy, and he's with Morrison's Corporation.
Oh, okay.
And I think that's how he got down here. We let him tell us all about it next week. But super, he's just a tremendously super nice guy, great guy, and he gives a lot to the community. He does a lot. So, all right, do we have time?
Yes.
All right, we got a call. Cookie, how are you this morning?
I'm still doing, and that's always a good thing, right? I have an important question.
Yeah.
For me, at least, you know. And this concerns donating a vehicle to veterans.
Mm-hmm.
To the Veterans Fund.
Yeah.
Can you help me with that?
In what regard? Who to contact, that kind of thing, or what?
Yes, a number to call.
Okay. Well, we can look at it and pass it all in a little bit later on, absolutely.
Okay, and the other question, I have a question also, comment. There are some wonderful things for Passover right now, and I'm not even Jewish, okay?
Yeah.
try them out. They're very affordable. And I just wanted to pass that along, as well as, you know, of course, is Cinco de Mayo, you know?
Yes.
So let's go for the avocados, right?
Have you heard the avocado song yet?
No, I haven't. I should write one.
There is one. I've been sharing it on Facebook today. It's kind of funny, but it's one of those annoying tunes that gets in your head and it won't go away.
Okay, how about a mango song?
I do love mango.
You ain't written one of those yet, have you? Okay, I'll do it. Either me or, you know, somebody like Marcos Elizondo.
Yeah, there you go. Marcos is playing at place at Bob's Downtown Diner on Sundays from 10 to 1.
Great.
Every Sunday, 10 to 1. He's playing right now.
Well, I've broken my hand, so that's kind of made
things
a little difficult. Yeah, well, you know, look, stuff happens. But I found that I've neglected one of the instruments that I have called a kalimba.
Oh.
So you never know. I may show up in your nightmares.
Well, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for being one of the callers that's been calling in for 11 years now. And
oh, my God, it's been so long.
11 years you've been calling in for our show.
Doesn't okay, seem well, like it. My children, aren't you?
We're almost related, yeah.
Hey, Cookie, just before the break here, Cookie, just to answer your question, you can put in the Google search, donating cars to veterans, comma, mobile.
Honey, I don't computer things.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's not one number, but I have been scammed and hacked and attacked that
way. I understand.
So I got to be careful now. Okay?
Absolutely. Everybody does. Everybody. Nobody's immune to it.
All right.
All right, Cookie. Thank you so much. We appreciate
you. Thank you, too.
Yes. 251-343-0106 is the Callahan's Irish Social Club. When we come back, Garen Allen.
Mike Bailey, Stuart Reb Donald. Devoted to the complete gastronomic experience.
I want a big butter and egg man.
Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, we're back, and it is time to bring up our guest, Garen Allen. Garen, good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Good to hear you.
So, yeah, y'all too. Thank you guys. Happy 11th anniversary. That's big.
Well, we didn't know we were going to be on this long.
Well, you know what? Here's to another 11 or 22, whatever.
I appreciate it, bud. Appreciate it. So you got to do something exciting recently, and you got to go to the Masters in Augusta, Georgia, and cook for those folks. And I know you told me during your stay there you weren't allowed to talk about it much, but now you can. So
right.
Tell us everything. How did you get selected? When did you know? How did you feel when you got selected? And how did you go about going to do it?
Well, let's go backwards, I guess, with that. Christmas came early. So December 13th was when I got the letter notifying me that I was selected to be one of the lead sous chefs.
Cool.
And but to backtrack, my wife, Tina Allen, is also a chef, and she was the one that gave me the link. She's like, this is right up your alley. You love golf. You love food. You love to cook. She's like, so go for it. So it was quite the process. Background checks, interviews, references, you know, resumes and all that. So long story short, that once I got that, it was like gangbusters. So you go through and you have to explain, you know, your schedule and when you're available, if you're willing to stay, if there is a plane delay and all, a delay and whatnot. And April came around real quick. So I left on the 3rd and came back just before my birthday on the 14th. And it was definitely an experience.
Well, cool. Tell us about it.
Well, I've never seen such a mass amount of food going out at one time. There are 35 kitchens on this property. It's ridiculous.
Wow. Now, are these brick and mortar kitchens, or are they like portable brought in?
No. These are all brick and mortar on the property. There are also two other courses there that most people don't know about. You've got where they actually play the Masters. But then you've also got the Magnolia Course, where they just had the Women's Augusta National Tournament as well.
Hmm.
And then you've got the one where they play a par 3. So we are feeding not only them, but the particular position I was selected for was for the hospitality group. So we're cooking for the big wigs of Rolex, Mercedes-Benz, wow. UPS, Delta, and then the players themselves in the Magnolia Lounge.
Wow.
So, so we're putting out breakfast, lunch, and a snack for them. Of course, in the players' lounge, though, there's food that's constantly going in and out. It was crazy. So we're all having to support each other. And at one particular time, you know, in the production kitchen that I was in, I was one of 14 leads, and there were another 40 line cooks there that we were all trying to direct and coordinate.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's unbelievable, so man.
Yeah, it's a big deal. So we were up. I was up at 3 in the morning to be there by 5, and you had to go through security checks. There's no cell phones allowed, period. They will go through all your everything, including my knives, which are good to go, apparently, you know, so, but no cells. And then when you get on the shuttle, that course is so massive. They have shuttles going every 4 or 5 minutes back and forth.
Wow.
Yeah, to go from Butler Cabin to the production kitchen we were in and whatnot. So it was a lot of prepping to start with and putting food away. They had their own Cisco warehouse on the premises.
Whew.
Crazy, right? You know. So we have the 5 walk-ins plus 2 freezers, and we're just pumping out food, you know, every morning for the breakfast buffet. And by the time that got out by 6:45 a.m., we're already starting on the prep for lunch for all 4 of the hospitality suites.
Wow, so, that's unbelievable. Yeah,
it was production food-wise, which I'm not used to because, you know, Tina and I are very, very, like, intimate and close, and we want to be up close and personal with you. But, you know, we made sure that all the guests were, you know, the celebrities. We had Condoleezza Rice at the Delta Suite the first round when we had the weather delay. So she was very inspirational. I poked my head out just to see her, but I wasn't trying to be starstruck. She's got to eat, too, you know?
Yeah.
And then,
well, they all do. Yeah.
Right. And then later on that afternoon, we had Jack and Barbara Nicholas and the Rolex Suite and Tom Watson. So they had their lunch and they dipped out after that, you know, and you had all the other big wigs coming in. So it's just, I mean, you have to be able to treat them like normal people. You're not asking for autographs, you know. It's just, you're there to do a job.
Yeah. You know?
And I thoroughly enjoyed my experience. It's the one-and-done deal for myself. But I got to tell you this, Mike and Stewie, that course is indescribable. You know, it was the most picture-perfect thing I have ever seen. You know, I got to walk it after the first round and got to see Tiger and Freddie warming up with Charlie and got to see Scottie Scheffler on the practice seat, which was like right across from where we were working. So I thought that was pretty cool too.
Well, Garen, this is Stu. I just showed up. I couldn't miss you, buddy.
Oh, hey, man. I thought you were already there. What's up?
Oh,
happy 11th, by the way.
What now?
I said happy 11th, by the way.
Thank
That's
you.
Awesome.
Thank you, buddy. I've got some food-specific questions to the Masters, and you're the man to answer.
Absolutely.
Did you try the lemonade, and did you have a pimento cheese sandwich?
Yes, and yes, and I am pimento cheese and lemonade out and egg salad out. I'm good.
did you see any azaleas at all?
Oh, yeah. I walked the course.
Beautiful, wasn't it?
Did you have did you drink an Arnold Palmer while you were there?
I had plenty of those. I'm good with those, too. And no, it was not spice.
I would be the, because I'm not a big golf enthusiast, I'd be the only person there that was just going around trying all the traditional foods. Oh, there's a golf game? I mean, congratulations. Yeah, I mean, where's that lemonade?
Right. You know, so
I went to a cookout and a golf match broke out.
Yeah. Oh, guys. That's classy too. So yeah, it was an experience. I was just telling Mikey, you know, I will never forget. The course is absolutely stunning.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear.
Yeah, and so we had. I was telling them there are 35 kitchens on that property. So that's the one thing we were not responsible for. They would bring all of the sandwiches and everything for concessions on pallets, and one of our coolers was specifically dedicated to the cookies and all the lemonades and the sandwiches. It's like, it was like trying to navigate a maze, just trying to get the produce. It's crazy.
Well, you know, Garen, our good friend John Gibson that was at Bill's by the Beach and Old River Grill has taken
taken a position
with a company that handles the food services on Auburn game days at football.
He
says he doesn't get to see the games at all, but him and his 9 chefs feed 18,000 people each Saturday.
That sounds about right. I'm not surprised. I haven't talked to him in forever.
Yeah, so it's kind of a similar thing, that mass production for a sporting event like that. It's not like what we're used to in a regular kitchen. It's a whole new world.
Yeah, that's definitely for sure.
Yeah, because Mike has been to the boucherie that John Foltz does. That's another example of that. That it's not what you do in the kitchen. I mean, you're not rendering cracklings for 9 solid hours in a kitchen like you do at a thing like that, are you?
Right. Yeah, definitely not, for sure. I mean, with Martina and I, you know, being at the Savannah and Gulf Shores, if we push, 200 covers, on a brunch weekend, we're good.
Yeah, no kidding.
But zero to that. And you're doing that in 6 hours.
Yeah, and I, you and I both have read things about like the President's Ball that Wolfgang Puck caters every year at the Oscars, and it's
right, exactly.
1,800 people in an hour, 5 courses.
Right. I mean, he's got an arsenal of chefs, though. He's just managing and making sure everything is going out, and his quality control was ridiculous. And that's pretty much what we had too.
Right.
I mean, nothing went out without each of one of our lead. We were 14 lead chefs, and we tasted everything, looked at everything, and made sure that presentation wise, before we opened the floodgates, when all the VIPs and the players were coming in, to make sure it was all on point.
Yeah. Hey, have you added it to your resume now?
You better believe it. That just went to the top. All right. The World Food Championship and Hell's Kitchen and all that went down, a couple of notches. That's number one at this point.
I bet. Not that you're going anywhere, but, just for the future.
Yeah. It's a fantastic experience.
It was. It really was. I have no regrets.
Yeah, and when we in our profession get a chance to do something like that, to step outside of the traditional kitchen, do something, it's always exciting. Panini Pete has let me do some of the stuff that he does when he feeds the troops when they come through, and we went on the USS Cincinnati and fed the crew.
That's awesome!
And next time he does one, we'll give you a call.
I got your 6. I'll be right there with you. At night, we'll travel.
Yeah, it's refreshing because it gives us a chance to just do what we do for the love of what we do and not just for a paycheck. Mm-hmm.
You got that right.
All right. Well, we only got a minute left, buddy. What do you want to sum up for us about your experience?
Well, it's something, if you've got something, the bottom line, and it comes in front of you like that, take it. At least you can say that you have it.
Right.
And you've been there, and no one will ever be able to take that away from you.
Absolutely.
Especially the memories, man, because that's what's going to matter another 25 years from now when you and the Mizzers are sitting on the rocking chairs thinking about everything you've done.
And our grandkids.
Right, our grandkids, man. That's what all of life is about, man, is collecting those memories to sit on that rocking chair at the end.
Indeed, and I'll tell you this, I'm just glad to be home because I'm back with family. That's what matters as well.
Good hearing from you, buddy.
Yeah, y'all too. Take care and don't be a stranger.
We won't. I got to get down there to Savannah one day. I've been hearing great things about it.
Hey, Mike, we should revive our series, Join Us for Supper.
There you go.
251-343-0106. Thank you, Garen, and give us a call. Carnivorous habits made in
nearly 7 days. For more than a decade, Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
I don't smoke, I don't shoot smack, but I got a spicy monkey riding on my back. Don't eat Ben Yates, too much sugar and donuts. I will pay for gumbo.
Man, we got all kind of new bumper music. We're fancy like that.
Yeah.
Steve here, he's done an incredible job of redoing our intros and our go outs and come back in. Music arrangement and our
the get on out of here's and the get on in here.
So, but anyway, we appreciate that. Thank you, Steve. Thank
what
you
else so do much. We appreciate, Mike?
Well, we certainly appreciate folks like Bob's Downtown Diner on the corner of Fat and Happy, ooh, Peace, Love, and Bacon Grease.
Yeah,
got to get up there. I don't know if I'm gonna make it today, but I got so much on my plate
dude,
today.
It's
but
almost
I
went 90 there, already.
I went there yesterday. I went there yesterday and had my. My tomato juice.
I heard that driving in.
So, anyway, we want to thank them, and we want to thank the folks over at Hall Sausage and Wholesale Meats. Deborah Hodges, them, and her husband and family does an incredible job with those products and getting them out there, too. But they could use some more locations to sell that stuff. So, yeah. If it's not in your favorite grocery store,
Demand it.
Put your foot down.
Go hire some college students to protest it.
I would.
Yeah, everybody else is.
BYO 10.
Let's not forget the fine folks at Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the now famous Butch Burger, the soon to be famous Prairie Burger.
And you got to have those mistake wings.
Yeah. It's love top secret, but they're on the menu.
Yeah, now they are. So, right. But anyway, we want to thank you all. But Stu, you have just told me that you have an announcement.
I do. It is sad news, Michael. Sad news. Next Sunday, Mother's Day, will be the final day of operation for the Mac and Cheesery. When you operate on a shoestring budget and then the worst economy in the last 50 years hits, you don't stand a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've been talking about it since November. There's no one downtown anymore. The cops didn't even block off Dolphin Street last night. There's no point in it anymore. No one's there. There's no police presence with the barricades anymore because there's no people to police. And so next Sunday, I'll be open today for Cinco de Mayo, Friday night for art walk, Saturday evening, and then next Mother's Day to wrap it up. So you got one last week to come and try my fare. But if not, Mike and I have plans for something that I've got. And we talked about it, the key limeade that I make.
Yeah.
We want to try and put that in a bottle because it is so healthy. Anyone on any diet can drink it, and it doesn't taste like a diet drink at all. It kind of tastes like Kool-Aid. Or a lot of people have said it tastes like a virgin margarita.
Mm.
Okay. But, you know, as Boeing says, when one door closes, another one opens.
Heard Phil laugh.
Yeah. Well, I got that from Mike, too, by the way. Thank you for the joke, buddy. Mike also knows about this. In fact, I need to thank Michael Bailey for pestering me to do this. Carla Hall, everybody knows Carla Hall, Nashville's most famous chef, beautiful Carla Hall, has a contest every year called America's Next Favorite Chef. And I am one of the finalists this year.
Awesome.
Voting begins, I believe, May 20th. We have the link to the page is currently on the Sip and Chew page as we speak.
Okay.
You can monitor it. There's a countdown on there, too. It's myself. I don't know how many chefs it is. I thought it was four at the beginning, but now it looks like a good number of chefs. Maybe one from each state. I don't know. So that would be 50. But when it opens up, we'll keep talking about it. Just go on there and vote for me.
What did you enter in with?
Hey, I worked at a restaurant that almost killed me, and I spent 2 years learning how to walk again, and I've got some stuff to share. That was pretty much what I said.
Okay.
I only got a short
guy. Did you have a dish or something?
No, had 500 words to tell them why I should be there. And, you know, it is an interesting story, and I've got a lot of stories to share from pre-accident and post-accident. And the winner will get a cover on a magazine. And a little bit of walking around change, about $25,000.
Yeah.
Which is perfect seed money to start a new beverage.
As long as it's not in coins, right? I could walk with that.
Then you'd be dragging.
Yeah, so the timing of it is near perfect. Say it had happened 3 months ago, I might not be closing the Mac and Cheesery tomorrow. But it's also still a long shot because these other people that I'm going up against, they're all worthy. They all have great stories, great backgrounds. And, you know, I think I've got a pretty interesting story to share. I mean, how many people have been through what I've been through? Well, I could tell you, one. I have my own medical code for what I went through. So,
wow.
Impaled by tomato can does not come up very often. So,
stranger ways.
And I would also get to spend a day cooking with Carla Hall up in Nashville.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, very nice. Well, I haven't been back to Nashville in a while. And it would be great to get back up there. So, like I say, it's sad that the Mac and Cheesery is closing, but in this economic climate, and we've talked about it. I mean, just 3 weeks ago, we had 400 restaurants nationwide shut down in 1 week.
Yeah.
And it's not done because you know downtown business as much as anyone. I got Cinco de Mayo today, should be a good crowd. We got Art Walk Friday night. Then we've got Mother's Day next week, and then nothing till September. Especially when after Memorial Day, people don't go downtown during the summer. It's 95 degrees. They go to the beach. They go to the lake. They go somewhere that's not outside. Yeah. And so,
well, it's I live downtown. I love my downtown. Mm-hmm. It is very hot down there.
In every downtown,
I probably
like that
when I do my walking, I'll probably be getting up before the sun comes up and struggle through the 89 degree weather temperatures walk in the morning
before instead it hits 1,000.
In the afternoon. So right now walking late in the afternoon, but I might start doing it early in the morning.
Yeah,
and I've done it before like that, and it's a little bit cooler at that time. But I want to see my town do well, it's just a hard time right now.
And I'm not the first restaurant to shut down on Dolphin Street in the last few months because of this, and I won't be the last. Everyone is struggling. I talked to Tony Sawyer the other day. He is as busy as Bob's is. It's not as busy as Bob's normally is. And we all see it. Roy has noticed a fall off at Butch Cassidy's. And when those guys can feel it, everyone's
feeling it. Sales. I certainly feel it in my line of work. My accounts aren't ordering as much as they used to.
Because they're not using as much as they used to. Well, I bought all of those to-go containers from you when I opened. I still got half a case. Now, granted, I switched my presentation, so I wasn't using that as much, but...
Yeah.
Still, I've still got a bunch of the to-go containers, which I'm probably going to donate to Roy and let him use them up. I'm going to take some of my stuff and take it to Roy's place and let Butch Cassidy's use it, other stuff. I've got other restaurants that are interested in it.
Yeah.
But it's been a fun ride. I got to chase a dream, and I knew going in two things. One, 50% of all restaurants close within the first 2 years.
Yeah.
Or more. And two, the number one key to success is have enough cash on hand to get through the tough times.
Yeah.
I did not have enough cash.
There will be tough times. I've owned a restaurant before, too.
There will be tough times, and you've got to have enough cash on hand. I was already on a shoestring budget. The last thing I could weather is the worst economy in the last 50 years. So.
But it's better to have tried and failed. It's better to try.
Everyone that tried my food loved it.
I agree.
And met a lot of great people. Thank you, Steve. And like I said, that key limeade, which the type of drink is called an aqua fresca.
Yeah.
And it's gone over really well. I've got a father and son that come every Sunday just because the son loves it so much. They may not eat. He's going to get that key lime juice.
Well, it's better to have tried and failed than have never tried at all.
Exactly. I'd rather regret something I did do than something I didn't.
But look, we've been here 11 years, buddy.
Oh, geez.
This has been great.
It feels like only half an hour to me.
Happy anniversary, Steve.
Happy anniversary, Mark.
Folks, get out there, support local, be local, buy local.
And
provolone.
Somewhere I'd lost it. Mobile Bay, Magnolia Leaf.